This is your main G Dr. Tar.
This is Professor Feather.
This is the Midnight Gadfly.
This is Dr. Luna Head. And you are experiencing...
Take it away, Tar.
Bitches. Yeah.
I'm like, did we go back in time?
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I pick, this is the 2025 Wolfman. For a long time, I didn't want to watch this movie just because I was so appalled by it. But anyway, it was on Prime, so I watched it. So, here we go.
I was appalled, I tell you.
Yeah.
Good story.
I take all that back. It wasn't that bad. I kind of wanted to see some. It's another one of these where they're trying to reintroduce the Universal monsters. You know, they did that with the Invisible Man. Now this one, and it. I was open to it. Where do I want to start? I'm all over the place here.
Well, you start with the it gives you the explanation because it's rooted in Native American myth.
They suggest all this
rather than European myth, and that's a big
right. They discard all.
We're not going with the lycanthropy that you see prevalent in the Western European or Eastern European countries. Now we're going to root it firmly in Americana. And indigenous peoples, mythology.
Okay, that brings up this other point about the, is it supernatural or is it a virus?
Wait a minute. So what movie are we talking about?
Wolfman. Two words.
I don't understand what this movie's about. What's this movie about? Nobody's explaining exactly
what's the plot?
Movie.
That's what I said.
I think the plot. The plot, Dr. Tar.
Oh, sorry. I kind of distracted there. But
the plot is that there's this, we see this kid growing up with his survivalist dad, and they go out hunting. And he runs the whole household like a military. They're off the grid. So that's a big point of the whole story. That place remains off the grid, you know.
A very strict, isolated childhood. Yeah,
right.
And you get flashes. You see flashes of the monster early on. You don't see the monster, but you see something spooky moving around in the woods. And then the kid getting in a lot of trouble for separating from his dad, who he told not to. And then I think, don't they have to hide in the blind?
Yes.
Right, the deer blind.
Yeah, the deer blind.
Something is coming toward them, right.
As it peaks over the top.
And you just see the breath, because it's a cool morning. Yeah. And then it kind of, you hear a voice or an animal cry out.
That sound.
And then the camera pans down and get those three claw marks, on the door.
Yeah.
So it establishes that there is something to be afraid of. Yes.
Something physical. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And then we cut to, him as an adult. Modern day with his daughter and him, being much more loosey-goosey with his daughter, I thought was cool, a cool thing, than, he was.
And you see flashes of that, though. He's like, I did that and I'm trying not to be this way.
And it's like when he gets so upset with her when she's walking on that, that pylon thing or whatever next to the road. And I'm like, I'd have been pissed too, man. I'd have been fucking yelling at her. I told you to get the fuck off there.
Right. Yeah. You should know better. We raised you better than that. Right. You want a C7?
Yeah. But then, there's they introduce the mom. And then you can tell there's some tension between the couple already. And part of it is because isn't she's like an editor or something like that? And he's it's really subtle. Like, they really play it subtle. And he's a writer.
Yeah.
Right. And he wants to go and write, out in his dad's woods because apparently his dad just passed away or he passed away. Yeah.
He hadn't talked to him for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were going to head out there. And that's when the shit goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shit starts early.
His family moving back into his childhood home then is all of a sudden, you know, accosted and has the encounter with whatever is out there. And which is, like you said, I think it, you know, it's Indian myth. It's a transformation,
like a permanent transformation,
right?
The face of the wolf is the
what they call
translation
it,
yeah. of what they call this condition, whatever it is, right? Whether it's supernatural or a virus or supernatural virus or we don't.
Which I like. We don't focus on that. That's not the focus.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly the point. Right. It's not the focus.
It's the transformation. Yeah. It's The Shining. It's The Fly. It's about the transformation of same person to monster. And Jekyll and Hyde.
And it's not like the Wolfman every full moon. It's a
permanent.
It's a very slow, visible transformation.
And it gets worse. It's progressive.
So the people around him
become more and more animalistic. Yeah.
I did not want to watch this movie. I didn't. I was like, okay, well, I wouldn't watch it if Dr. Tarr had not chosen it, honestly. I came away going, it was better than I thought it was going to be. I liked the look of the film. The film looks really wonderful, I like the point of view. Like, we're seeing things from the creatures, like the vision. The night vision or the
you get that
him changing point of view, him changing, you see, and especially you hear that thumping, like it sounds like, oh my, because he's apparently like, oh my god, we got this creature, and he hears this like dun, 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 and it's like, oh my god, something's pounding on the door, and you run in and he sees it, and it's a spider crawling on the wall, and you can hear the footsteps, every tiny
that was brilliant.
Yeah. The other brilliant thing was when he couldn't understand them. He started not being able to understand them or talk to them, because he was becoming,
relation. Yeah. But yet he keeps stopping himself. I like that. That was really good.
Oh, that scene where he starts eating his own arm. That was so crazy.
Yes.
That one was because he's scratching it. And for me, that started off with like, oh my God, because I'm thinking I've had itches and when I get poison ivy, I will sometimes burn it because it's like I got to get this. I cut my arm off. It's so itchy. I just want to get sandpaper. So I understand the need of something that itchy. But watching him do it and then start tearing into it, he's tearing his flesh off. I'm like, wow, fuck, that's great. And the horror.
But didn't werewolves actually do that though?
The terrible transformation or the gory transformation was American Werewolf in London. You finally get to see a painful full-on.
Exactly.
But it wasn't gory.
Yes. Yeah.
His skin stretched with his body.
Yeah.
Yes. This turns him into something that's like not quite human because, the spoiler alert, he gets one of his legs, he has to gnaw through it and get out of the trap.
Might see them.
Yeah. And then he's running on two arms, a leg, and a stump.
Yes.
Like, and it doesn't seem to stop him that much. Like losing a leg at the shin.
Yeah, but spoiler alert, you do find out they can be killed. You know what I mean? Like they're mortal.
Yes.
Because
you don't need silver bullets.
I like the story arc of the mom and the daughter, as they're slowly having to become the survivors, and they very early on can't rely on him. Because he was bitten so early on. And that's what I liked about this. The pace was good. As soon as that started with that truck going off the road, it fucking didn't stop. Everything was tense. Everything was packed in there. And I'm like, you don't see that in movies a lot anymore.
But I didn't like, I guess, I want to like it, but I didn't like it because of the, I don't know, just, I didn't feel vested in any of them. None of them. I don't know. It's just something about it. They're kind of cold.
Well, the very first time you see the guy, I don't know if it's the angle, but his hair's a little messy. He looks a little bushy already. And I thought, he's the fucking werewolf. Okay, I get it. Or he's going to be, because he looks kind of like because later on his hair is more coiffed. It's more.
It wasn't that. I don't know. The connection to Othello.
I like the monstrous. I like seeing him turn into something that wasn't familiar. Like, okay, it's not Lon Chaney. Changing into the great makeup.
I enjoyed that, and he's becoming
more feral more unpredictable and terrifying. And I mean, you know it's going to happen a mile away, but the revelation of the creature he kills, like he sees the tattoo and it's like it's his dad.
Yeah.
And it's like, what else could it be? Is the father-son conflict? It's the Oedipal thing, or not? It's
you got edibles on the mind.
My arm. But you also have. I noticed it was then realizing. Okay, this is like the classic Wolfman father son tragedy, the connection that they also played up in the remake.
Larry Talbot.
No, I know, but the father son, there's a tension in that family in that movie, and I'm like, they were being faithful to that father son, the father kills the son kind of thing. And so I liked that. I liked that it wasn't just a werewolf. I liked it. And I liked how violent it was, and there were parts that were genuinely scary. The shots, the cinematography.
I really did appreciate the visual
effects and different. And get me into that world. Help me hear it. Help me see it. And just it was very tense. There were a lot of really tense moments. So I thought as a horror movie, it was really good. Even though it didn't tread a lot of new ground, the things that it did, I thought were really really fun. And like, okay, this is a movie I would definitely watch again.
Yeah, I think they didn't rely on the gimmick of the monster. I think they relied on good storytelling. I think that was a big part of the movie and what I liked about it. You know, I think the woman, the mother, really has a great transformation where she becomes that survivalist and she's now got to be the positive one. And, you know, and it doesn't feel forced. It feels really organic how that goes. And then just the whole daughter, you know, the tension with that. And I'm like, why would you climb up on that fucking greenhouse? It's just made out of plastic, you know. But they didn't have any choice. There's nothing else they could do. They were just trying to get away. But that's what I said. I think they just
daughter,
relied on
even her daughter, you know, for a while there, you know, it's like, you know, it's my dad, but my dad. And all of a sudden, just it's like, to the point where, kill it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, you know, it's the classic tragedy, you know, and meted out over a pretty I like the pacing of the movie. I thought it was meted out in an extremely good way, and I just really like the transformation. That was so different, you know. That's what I look for in a movie. I don't want to see the rehashing of everything, man. I want to see something that all of a sudden I'm going, wait a minute, okay. You know,
fuck
tradition and fuck you know, fuck any of that stuff, you know.
That's why I love Underworld, because it's monsters as superheroes.
And I thought I like the fact that it's not. It's just, you know, the actors, you're not real familiar with these actors, you know.
And the girl was great.
I thought the guy was too.
Yeah. They were all good.
I think his transformation thought it was amazing.
Very convincing.
That's what I said.
Just seemed at the beginning, it just seemed kind of crunched. I don't know why. It's just me.
There were people I read that people didn't like it. It didn't do well. It doesn't score well or rate well with audiences because the pacing. I thought the pacing was good.
It's an intelligent movie. That's why they didn't like it.
No, that
could be. I don't know.
They don't want intelligence. They want stuff that they've seen already. They want pablum. You know, they don't want to think. No, that's why most of the it's amazing that any movie that's an intellectual based movie, which I think this is. Mm-hmm. You know, pretty much looked down upon, except for a couple of stellar people. But
The witch, like the Babadook.
That's what Blumhouse has been trying to do too. Is bring something a little bit different and a little bit more intelligent.
I applaud them.
A24 as well.
Yes,
A24. Yeah,
we're going to be doing an episode on A24 movies on heavy metal horror. If you guys would like to join us, that'd be awesome.
It's funny because they make as much, if not more, shit than they do good movies, and they make a lot of good stuff. But I've seen their label on some pretty awful,
That's what pays the bills, though. You can't not everything can be a winner, but the truly indie movie company taking risks and doing things, that's what I love.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
Yeah.
And they've made movie kind of really fits into stuff. That category. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not your major effort. You know, it's not some big blockbuster movie or anything.
But it feels polished. It's scary. It's
very professional. I mean, yeah.
Yes. And I like that it comes like full circle from the beginning.
The monsters,
you know, where the mom and the daughter end up, where the son and the dad were at the beginning. You know, okay. But this is the view. Like,
right.
This view is worth it. This, yep. You know.
Yeah, that was
unbeknownst to her, they ended up in the same spot, you know.
Yeah.
And I like that they were rooting this creature. I'm glad we didn't learn more about it. Like with other than seeing it happen, like we weren't given some other explanation or story or background, because I had never known about this creature.
Yeah,
like when it came to like Ravenous, I knew about the Wendigo before that. So, but seeing it play out, that's why I love Ravenous too, because that's just delicious.
Oh yes,
that's a whole nother.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing. But it takes that. I like that. That's taking this myth. And doing this something with this. So
right.
for me, I loved.
See, that's how I took it. It's a Wendigo, and it
yeah, Wendigo, Sasquatch.
You got to say it. You got to say it right. Wendigy. the one captain goes, "This is Wendigy."
Yeah. As Benjamin Franklin says, "Don't live to eat. Eat to live."
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah, I'd say. I was going to say I like it.
Anyway. Yeah, I came away from this movie really liking it a lot, you know, and I was like you, Dr. Head. I saw this movie, you know, I would see it in the thing, but this is so fucked up. The little thumbnail that comes up, you know, and I'm kind of my eyesight because I'm pretty far away from TV. It's not great anyway, and I would see that little icon come up, and it looked like looked like a woman standing next to like a this. Maybe like somebody that has Down syndrome or something.
Okay.
And so I went, this movie doesn't interest me.
A Down syndrome werewolf? Come on, that would be great.
I thought being named Wolfman had nothing to do with werewolves or anything. I thought it was like a metaphor. Seriously, from what I saw of the picture, because I'm so far away from it.
Well, you're gonna get some fucking canceled. Oh, Jesus.
But I love this movie after I got to see it.
Yeah. I love the color palette. It's so muted, those muted tones, a lot of dark shots and blues and the greens.
Oh, it looked really good.
It did. It's a good looking film. Really good. I do like the transformation. It's very scary.
I have to tell you that.
The cinematography is really effective. There's some of the scenes, like, you know, they're crawling and coming to, you know, and it's done so well. The jump cuts, to see only a flash or to see something, it's done really, really well. Really effectively. And I really like seeing and hearing the monster. Like, oh my God, this is how you experience the forest. Like with that scene where he's looking and he looks up at the trees and they all like grow. They start like stretching taller and they're all filled with like light. You know, it's like, when oh Jesus. Okay, I get it. I wouldn't fucking leave this place either. You know, like, yeah. You know, the scene where he's in the basement, or you know, the mother and daughter are hiding in the dark, and you the camera pans around, you see them, so and then you see them from his point of view. Yeah. He's like 2 feet away, and they don't know, but he just sees them glowing, you know, like heat signatures, you know, in their eyes.
But he just sits there.
He doesn't attack. Yeah, but it's such a tense filled moment because as a creature he's turning, there will be a time where he's not going to come back. He's not going to come back to being human or recognize. Him, you know, so
but yeah, those moments where he holds himself back, those are my favorite spots in the movie, I think.
Yeah,
Lee Wan L's one of his first directorial films. He did a bunch of writing for Insidious, he was did the screenplay for that.
Okay. Yeah,
he also did Saw. And both of those are with James Wan or whatever, the director, who's also pretty good. Wan, yeah.
Yeah.
Wan.
Number one.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Insidious?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Insidious.
Which one's that?
Kind of creepy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
That's the writer, right? He moves into the new house.
Insidious.
And he wants to, he's writing, working on a true crime book or something like that, or a horror book. The house he moves into is haunted. Is that, that's Insidious, right?
No, that's not Insidious.
Isn't it?
I guess you described the one with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, what's that one?
Conjuring.
No. That's Insidious, right?
Let me see.
No, you might be right.
Yeah, the Conjuring is the one. The Conjuring has got a long series of movies.
It's not the Conjuring. I know that.
About the couple. No, it's not the Conjuring. I think it is Insidious. Are you looking it up?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm looking it up.
Yeah. I think it is. Ethan Hawke movie.
I'm haunted by the thought.
You should just type it up. I'm sure it's there. There's a couple.
I was looking at Insidious, and I didn't see him on there. It's got that little kid that looks all haunted and creepy.
What's the Ethan Hawke one then?
He did Black Phone.
Thousands of other movies.
And what? Black Phone? He was in Black Phone.
No, I know that one. Yeah.
Hang on.
I don't
know. He was in The Purge.
Yeah. Sinister.
Sinister. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, Sinister.
Yeah, you described Sinister.
Sinister, not Insidious. That's the ones I keep on getting confused. Yeah,
Sinister.
Insidious.
Sinister's good. Have you seen that?
Twisted Sister.
Malcontent.
Yes. Twisted Sister.
Have any of you seen Sinister?
Yeah.
I think I did.
I guess I did. I described it.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it.
Is that the one with Ethan Hawke?
Yes, Ethan Hawke, and he's watching he finds the movies in the house that he's also moving in to write a book. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And then they show him watching the fucking films, and they're creepy as shit, man.
They are.
Definitely inspired by J-horror, you know, like Ringu. There's one called The Canal that is similar to that in story and structure. The Canal.
The Canal.
Yeah. It's a foreign film. And he's doing research. And he finds these movies and discovers like a murder that happens on this old footage. That's pretty creepy.
Canale?
Cool.
So there.
Oh yeah.
Back Wolf to Man.
Well, and it isn't Wolfman, it's Wolfman.
Yeah, Wolf. That's
the two
man.
Words.
Wolf
and know the Wolf know the
man.
Two words.
No right. Larry Talbot.
Yeah. So, Dr. Tarr, you had asked, is this a supernatural or is this a virus? What do you think?
I took it as supernatural. Just because, and it's very brief, but this is just the way I leaned into it at the beginning when they talk about the, you know, the missing hunter up there that was, you know, Indians say it was wolf. What they called it, Wolf Face, mm-hmm. Locals called it Mountain Hill Fever or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and they called it. They said it was a virus or whatever. Suggested it was a virus, but you know, I didn't think of it that way. I thought more of a lean into it. It's more Wendigo type thing, becoming the beast and.
Yeah, but that happens over time, you know, as you gain more, because then you get that hunger. It turns you more ravenous and become the monster. Yeah. So it's a very similar kind of
story. It's a subtle story. Change.
Yeah, that's why I like that.
I like that it didn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like the story,
it didn't matter.
The story moved on no matter what it was. And that kind of mystery was nice. You know what I mean?
Right. Where
we don't know. I was like just waiting when they were doing that last scene and they're looking out over the forest. I'm like, if I fucking hear a howl, I will be done with this movie. And then it will end, you know,
right. And it did not. Yeah.
It did not.
No, it's a good movie.
There was a cut with a howl though. You know, there was a cut.
There probably was. That was one of the outtakes when they're gag reel.
Yes.
See, we did film it. No, cut it.
It made me gag. Yeah.
Yes. I want to see where he's like eating his arm. And they say cut. And he's like, tastes like chicken.
Long pig.
Long pig. Yeah. Squeal like a long pig, boy.
Tastes like wolf to me. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're upset because there's no, I don't know. But I like the ravenous. I mean, it was I hated the trope of like, oh, he killed his dad. You know, didn't see that one. But I wonder, because there was something earlier about like, it comes for your sons, because he's on the phone or the radio with the other guy. Yes. And they said protect a son. So it's almost like, is there something purposeful about that?
So it's like, more like a curse.
Or a curse, right. Or this fever, right. And is that why he's in those woods? Is he like there, or is he there? And like, why is this guy in the woods that is so dangerous?
Almost like a bone tomahawk. Almost like bone tomahawk, you know?
Right. Yeah, so I had some curiosity about that there was something more to this, like why he chose
or to the descent
off the grid. Yeah, the descent, right. These were creatures who mutated. Yeah. I love the descent. Yeah.
There was a Bigfoot, what's it called? Primitive?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Where it was Bigfoot, but when you saw when they showed the creatures, they had like they wore like war masks. They had spears and arrows, but they were still the big they were these primitive. It was a primitive culture. That's what they were suggesting. You didn't see them very much, but that's what they were. And it was just, I thought that was kind of an interesting take on that kind of a trope, you know, the Bigfoot stuff. That was interesting. So
you had mentioned that you thought they were trying to reboot the Universal Horror. That was yes. A few years ago. Cruise and
right, the Mummy, supposed to and, do the, yeah. and the
they did the Invisible
Del Toro's,
Man, which was
Benicio del Toro's The Wolfman. Yeah. Wasn't that part of that dark universe?
They've tried several times,
which I liked. I liked that.
Yeah, that Wolfman was good.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I like that one too.
I didn't like the Mummy. Tom Cruise.
That was unnecessary.
That movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to have seen.
Has
more
anybody
traditional...
seen The Invisible Man?
The remake.
Yeah.
No.
They, I didn't know there the was same one. People that did this one did The Invisible Man.
Oh, had no idea there was one.
And it was more of a, I guess, apparently the storyline. It's like. The Invisible Man's not so much the focus, it's his girlfriend, because it's like a high-tech suit that makes him invisible. And it's, so that's kind of an interesting idea. And he's going after his girl that ditched him, you know, like that toxic relationship type thing. And so that sounds kind of an interesting take. I haven't seen it. Has anybody seen this?
No, I didn't know it existed. I heard there was some talk about doing the creature with Scarlett Johansson as the creature. I'm like, why would you take Scarlett Johansson and turn her into a gill person, a gill woman, gill man, whatever?
I don't.
Somebody's got a fetish.
Well, hey.
I'm gonna fuck really that mermaid.
Sushi. I sort of
just paint them green, naked and green.
That mermaid's got legs.
That's right. Well. Yes. Oh. So I like Scarlett Johansson in the movie where she's the alien. What is that movie called? Oh, fuck. I'll remember it next week. Don't worry.
Scarlett Johansson.
The dark skin, something dark or something weird. You ever seen that? She's an alien. And
so what was the Invisible Man you were talking about? Who did that one?
That one.
The Tar was talking about.
Yeah.
You said they did in The Invisible Man.
I thought it was within the same company as this.
Is it the one where the guy has the suit that turns him invisible?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. That's creepy. Because it's all about like stalkers and, you know, gaslighting people.
But
that scene in the restaurant. So good.
Yeah, never saw it. What I'm talking about.
I didn't.
Yeah,
but see, they had made that.
Is it a movie?
Thinking that
yes. Let me look it up.
Yeah. Is this called The Invisible Man?
I can't remember if it is.
When did it come out?
It's 2020. It's 2020. It was The Invisible Man.
Jeez. Wow. Nope. Don't remember.
It's crazy because there's this one scene. If you guys haven't seen it, I won't spoil it. So
you have to kind of see if you find it somewhere.
Well, maybe we should make that an episode.
It's on Peacock.
Or
it says it's on Prime, but it'll probably be like for a price. Yeah, you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Well, Wolfman.
Woo.
Anybody have any final thoughts on the Wolfman? Not the Wolfman. Wolfman.
Wolfman.
If you start watching it, give it a chance. Give it a chance.
Yeah. I think you'll have some pleasant surprises. Yeah. And when the action, definitely gore.
When the action hits, it doesn't let up.
Yes. Yep. For something different.
Yeah, you're right, GFI. It's there in that truck. And that's a scary, itself is terrifying, that scene.
For many reasons, because they're, you know, they're being precariously balanced, and then they're having to climb all over the fucking thing. And then, you know, there's this thing that's attacking them. And then
one of them falls out. That's bad enough. Yeah. It opens and he falls. And you think, oh, that's a horror, because that's what they're expecting to happen. And then the monster. Yeah, it's like level of like, oh, shit. Yeah. Really, really good.
I like the twist on the agony of the transformation. You know, instead of like one, you know, when the full moon comes out, it's all at once. I like the slow.
Right.
Visible looking.
Yeah.
To everyone around you. You know, it's like, what's going on?
And you see him like and like reacting to like seeing things this way. Like,
and then they show up from his perspective too.
You know, like, oh yeah, like he's gotta get used to all these things that happen to him, you know, as well. As he's also trying to fight off killing his family. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was much better than I thought it would be, and I'm like, I'll keep it. I'll watch it again. It's a really good movie, and I told Mrs. Head, I said, you know, I think you'd like this. There's a lot about it that I think you'd like.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump? Say.
Where's Carlson?
Been experiencing
you furries.
The sound and furry.
Whose music is this? Headline?
This is Advanced Dreams, and the song is Some Dreams.
Okay.
It's dreamy.
Speaking of dreaming, unsaneradio.com. Go there to look at all the dreamy photos, and you can access every episode we've ever put out right there. You can also
access multitude.
You can also access heavy metal horror there if you want to. Very easily. The whole thing is very easy. Very, very good to navigate.
Good to navigate.
We also have a Facebook page, and we are on Blue Sky, I think. I don't really know. I shouldn't say that.
We transverse the ether web.
And then on the other spectrum is Tar and Feathers Psycho Cinema. You can go to tarandfeather.com and see some movies. You can go to Tar and Feathers Psycho Cinema on YouTube and see some movies. And enjoy the witty banter that goes on.
You know, I watch these movies and I feel like I know you guys.
Too well.
No, I watch them. I love them.
Yeah.
You know, the ones I got and I downloaded. I do. I just, I do. It's great.
Oh, you see that to all the hosts.
Heavy metal horror
podcast. I thought we were done. Heavy metal horror on Facebook, Instagrams, Montag Lewis. We got a lot of good stuff coming your way. Special guests, interviews, new games, new music, and we got a brand new theme. They really said that. We're going to talk about the worst lyrics in metal, and we're going to start with maybe the worst band of all. You wanted the worst, you got the worst. Kiss! Yes, Kiss writes a lot of bad lyrics, and we're going to talk about all of them.
There's a couple episodes.
Oh, yeah, that's the white whale. We're going to have a lot of blubber on that whale to harpoon off.
We Freaks is on Facebook. family friendly comic that you dasn't keep yourself from viewing. It's up to you, amigo.
Gadfly will be visiting the commode near you.
Gadfly got muted.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Like,
I was shitting my pants. I was shitting my pants.
I didn't want to. That's what I was saying.
No, I said I have my own porta potty. It's got wheels, it's got an engine.
Yeah.
I can shit on the go.
It's nice.
I don't know.
That was the original name of the Yugo.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Shit on the go, yeah.
That's right.
Well, this is why I don't have to wear mampers anymore. I just drive around in my porta potty.
But it's like a porta potty driver.
It's like the TARDIS, though. It's really big inside. It's like the TARDIS. It's a dimensional space. I dial which dimension the poop gets sent to.
Quantum technology, I know, right?
Doctor Who?
It's Doctor Whom.
Who. Oh, Doctor Whom.
That's right. We're in the grammatically correct universe this today.
And yeah, in the other dimension, it's not just the TARDIS, it's the retardus.
Oh.
I said tart. Tart.
Like Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tartus.
Like Hocus.
I'm Pop-Tarted. You can tell by looking at me, I've been Pop-Tarted. I grew up... Pop-Tarts used to have a lot of filling. They don't have as much filling anymore. Like, goddamn bastards. Cheap bastards. Too. Give us the filling back.
The Midnight Gadfly got tested. He found out he's on the spectrum, the artistic spectrum.
Autistic spectrum, man.
He just brushes everything aside.
Giant monster arrives. I'm ignoring you.
This goes longer than the Who Minded the Mint episode.
I thought you were going to see if
I'm like, quit. I'm not going to shut up because I want to fuck the fade. Like,
you're
edging us all again.
I just expected to look over and you're all be like,
keeping us on the edge.
I still wanted to say something.
Waiting for it to fade.
Well, we're not gonna make it. I can't sit here for another 3 minutes.
quick, Phil!
Trump solo.
Taking shit.